Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God, amen. I am your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
And your other host, Americus Cheney.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Amen.
Apostle LaTanya Turner.
Pastor Deborah Freeman.
Praise God. Amen. We're glad to be before you again. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to be talking today about true prosperity. What is true prosperity? Amen. And we're going to talk about what makes us prosperous. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm living in plenty or in want. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We often define prosperity by the things we have or how well our lives are going. Praise God. But we're going to define prosperity, spiritual prosperity today. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm also coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. The 25th verse. I'm just going to read a little bit of it that says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to start out first of all. Amen. Praise God with Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Cheney. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Apostle, we have sometimes in life we have tough times at one time or you would say our prosperity it's not. But at times we can have tough times and people tend to think prosperity is, you know, having everything. But you know, Paul talked about it differently regarding prosperity. He was talking about within ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And can you just expound on that quickly for me?
Well, prosperity is a position in the kingdom. It is a position in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
3 John 1 and 2, Paul is talking. I'm going to read this out of the New International Version. He said, "Dear friend," because he was speaking of an apostle, "I pray that you may enjoy good health."
Yes.
Because at that time there was torrents and there was a great persecution,
mm-hmm.
and obviously this man was beaten,
yes.
you know, in his physical body because of the kingdom of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he's saying that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. The King James Version, as we understand, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper."
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that can come in your life that you may not believe that it's prosperity. But prosperity is the kingdom mindset.
Come on now, yes.
It is
yes,
a position
yes.
of the kingdom what the Lord Jesus has
yes.
given us all things
yes.
and pertaining unto life. All the blessings, he's blessed us with all spiritual
yes.
blessings in heavenly places.
Amen.
And it's not in as much as what you want, but when you're successful in the prosperity of God, is what the Lord has predestinated for you to have. And so what we counted, the Bible mm-hmm. said, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations.
Yes.
Okay, is
yes.
that prosperity? Prosperity is a position in God.
Amen.
What stems from God and stems from the or comes from the kingdom of God.
Yes.
He wants us to be prosperous in all our ways.
Yes.
But Paul learned to be content in all things.
Yes.
So we don't need to have a mindset to think prosperity just because you're going through something in your body, mental health, marriage, any kind of thing in business, that you're not prospering.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to praise God. Switch over to Philippians 4 and 12, which says, where Paul is telling us to have contentment Amen. So Paul recognized that wherever he is or whatever is happening, Jesus is at work. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Turner, what tell us and tell the listening audience, what is contentment?
Amen. Contentment is just as the apostle, as you have spoken in the mm-hmm. first scripture that you gave.
Mm-hmm.
Learning that rather you have
mm-hmm.
that season of being abased or abounding.
Yes.
In Christ, you are content. That means that you're not counting up what you have or
mm-hmm.
counting up what you don't have. You're not considering those things. You are content with the Spirit of Christ in whatever season you're in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Prophet. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. What is contentment? Amen. The apostle was so awesome in what she said. Praise God. What is contentment?
Let me define it this way. In order to have prosperity, you must have an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
That's good.
Be thankful in all things. So
yes.
This is the will of God concerning
you. That's good right there. Yes.
God is concerned about your welfare.
Yes.
Of your mind, your soul,
yes.
and your body.
Yes.
That's prosperity. That's being content. I'm
Amen.
Thankful for where I am today.
Amen.
But I know where I am today. I won't be tomorrow. I'm thankful for God will prosper me. He said he will prosper me. So prosperity is the abundance he's promised in John 10 and 10. He said that we'll have abundance in this life and the life to come. Now, it doesn't mean for everyone it will be money coming out wherever.
Yes.
Prosperity isn't an investment portfolio. It's,
mm.
not, it's not being wealthy in the stock market.
Amen.
It's wealthy in your mind.
Come on now.
Knowing who you are.
That's awesome.
And who has you.
Yes.
All heaven
yes.
is backing up. He said it earlier. He said it's
yes.
a kingdom mindset.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm of the kingdom yes. is going to provide for me.
Yes.
My provision comes from God.
Yes.
Amen.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provides for me.
Yes.
I'm content in that fact that he will provide no matter what it looks like.
Come on.
Because faith doesn't care what it looks
Woo.
Like.
Yes.
Faith doesn't care what it sounds like.
It's good.
Faith is faith.
Faith is faith.
Because I believe all things are possible to him that believeth.
Yes.
Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is awesome. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Freeman.
When you text over the topic and talk
yes.
about true
yes.
prosperity.
Yes.
As Prophet was speaking, that's what we call true prosperity.
That's true prosperity.
Mm-hmm. When it's connected to God.
Yes.
And not just
yes.
what you can do to make yourself
Come on.
Prosperous.
Come on.
Because, you know, a lot of people might be millionaires.
Mm.
Have money, but they're miserable.
They're miserable.
And because they don't
I love
the prosperity
it.
Of joy.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
prosperity of faith and hope.
There's yes.
a, you know, so you have to be connected to God in order to have that truth.
You have
prosperity.
To. That is yes. so awesome. Yes. Amen. Glory yes. to God. Amen. Prophet.
Prophet Lindsay.
Go ahead, Prophet Lindsay.
To the glory of God. I just
Amen.
God today, just being among the peoples of God. And I thank God. It's a great, it's just an honor to be here. Glory to God. To
Amen. Amen.
And I just thank God what he's doing in this hour.
Yes.
And I believe in prosperity of God, spiritual prosperity,
yes.
spirit,
yes.
soul, and body.
Yes.
Sometimes in the body of Christ, we all have to have a balance. Somebody may
yes.
say, well, I'm prospering
yes.
money, but they don't have the peace of God.
Come on.
In their mind.
Come on.
Some may say, I may have
yes, that's good.
Prosperity and the peace of mind, but my body is raggedy.
Yes.
And they don't have the wisdom of God.
Yes.
We have to have a balance, spiritual
a
and body.
Balance. Yes.
And eating right. It's, I don't know why I'm going there, but eating
Lord
right
Lord, you,
is right. God, glory to God, is his plan. It's his
Come on.
Watch. It's yeah. his
Come on.
Glory to God will for
yeah.
you to prosper and be in health, even as that soul prosper. Because
so
we're
good.
Living in the day that in the hour that in the body of Christ, there's no balance in the body
yes.
and the mind.
Yes.
Glory to God. Eating right and glory
yes.
to God. Exercising. Glory to God. I don't know why I'm going over there.
That's
but
prosperity.
God wants you to be
That's
prosperous
prosperity.
In those areas. That
yes.
balance. Glory to God. I'm just excited. Men of God.
Man, that is
Amen.
Awesome. I, thank you for that. That is
that was
so
good.
Good.
In
what
in
he said
Chronicles.
Was so good. Amen.
In 2 Chronicles, it says, in chapter 20:20, it says, and they arose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, mm-hmm. so shall ye be established. Yes. Believe his prophets, so shall
you prosper.
So yes. prosperity is in connection with our obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't, as Prophet mm-hmm. Lindsay began to say, we're unbalanced because we're prospering, and we don't understand what prosperity is. Like you said, man, the Bible mm-hmm. said that I came that you may have life and that more. You may have it abundantly in salvation.
Yes.
There's great things in salvation.
Yes.
So, having the life of the Lord, yes, having that life of God is truly prosperity.
That is so awesome. Amen. And what you were saying, just praise God, piggyback on what you saying. Sometimes within the people of God, like you say, it's not a balance. Sometimes they don't eat right, and then your body is not prosperous. That's when health issues start. You also see, it's said to say sometimes you see mental illness in the people of God because they don't feed their spirit man what that spirit man needs so they can be healthy and prosperous in the mindset. Amen. He wants us to be prosperous in every area of our lives.
Amen. I wish above Hallelujah. All things to prosper yes. and be in health.
Yes.
That's a combination.
Yes.
Even as your soul. The yes. soul, there are so many Come different on. Areas in the soul.
Yes.
There's the mind. There's yes. the emotions. Yes. The thought life. The heart. There's so many different areas of the soul, but people are yes. not prospering in those areas.
They're not prospering.
But we got to put the word in those areas.
Got to put the word in those areas. Amen. Praise God. That is so good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, from Matthew 6, 19 to 21 says, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moths, venus destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. 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 Things we gather are temperate. They do not last for eternity. Mm-hmm. Now, we as children of God, we'll inherit eternity. Being with Christ is our reward. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you explain? I'm going to ask, praise God. Amen. Apostle, praise God. Can you explain being with Christ is our reward? Can you, for the listeners, all this other stuff stored up, can you explain being with Christ is our reward?
Well, the scripture has many details and parables in it. Jesus used talking about the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
He's referring that to himself.
Yes.
When a man finds, a pearl, mm-hmm. he sells all those things to purchase mm-hmm. that particular pearl, the kingdom of God. So when we have the kingdom of God, the Bible says, store up yourself, store not of. It was talking about the things that were dust, moth, mm-hmm. or were rust corrupt. These things comes in and it destroy us. And he say, lay treasures
yes.
are those things that are treasures to your heart. Lay it up in kingdom places. Jesus, Paul said, is like this right here. He say, I press towards mm-hmm. the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. That's to be just like Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's our high calling. That's our should be our ultimate goal. And when we get Jesus, that's the prize of all things in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is awesome. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to praise God. I'm going to, amen, ask Prophet. Amen. Being with Christ, Prophet Evans, praise God. Being with Christ is our reward. Amen.
Amen.
Just, amen, expounding that for the listeners.
If I got Jesus, I got enough.
Come on. I love everything. I love it. Got everything. Amen.
He encompasses everything.
Amen. Glory to God.
He has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Yes, yes.
So if I'm in the kingdom will provide for me.
Ooh, hallelujah.
I'll have true prosperity. But I want to go back to that scripture just read. Now, there's nothing against banks, but all your wealth, all your prosperity is not in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
All that we are and all that we have comes from God.
Yes.
When we recognize God as our source,
yes.
then money won't be our driving force. Yes.
That's awesome.
We won't go after money.
That's awesome.
The world goes after money because they think money is prosperity.
Yes.
But true prosperity, as we're going back to the subject, is with God.
It's with God.
First spiritual, then that.
Hallelujah. That
if
is awesome.
If I got Jesus, I got everything.
I love it. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Praise God. Amen. I believe we have a caller. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hi. I'm calling for prayer.
Amen. Praise God. We'll be
hallelujah.
Glad to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Lord, amen. This man of God called us today. Praise God for prayer. Lord, you know his situation, God, even before I begin to pray. I'm asking you, God, to fix everything. Put every crooked path back straight for him right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. We speak peace over his life. We speak joy, happiness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, whatever he's struggling with right now, we asking you to take it away right now, God. Let him know that if he got you, he got everything. Amen. Hallelujah. And that situation will work out. Amen. We thank you right now for him calling in, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for fixing it for him right now. Man of God, as I was praying for you, I see that what I saw was the Holy Spirit show me patience. Patience has his perfect work. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you have difficulties in being patient. Praise God. But you're not the only one struggling with that. Amen. But God say he got it. Amen. And you just need confirmation today to know that he got it. Amen. But he said, let go and let God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to do it before it's before you know it. Amen.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Trust in him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Go in peace.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Amen.
It talks about this in Psalm 72 and 7. It's talking about a man being a woman being in position.
Yes.
And I'm going to just read this last particular verse, 72 and 7. And in his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound to the moon is no more. God wants his people to prosper, but only in him.
Yes.
Jesus said that if you come any other way, you are a thief and a robber.
Yes.
And he said, but the thief comes to steal and what?
Kill.
And to what?
Destroy.
And to destroy. And so he said that I come to give you life and that you may have it in the abundance of it.
Yes.
So that means that everything that the Lord Jesus has spoke in it, there's things in the abundance. Only thing we have to do is have faith.
Amen. 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 I'm going to ask.
Regardless of the situation.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask Prophet. Will he expound? Prophet Lindsay, will you expound on, praise the Lord, being with Christ is our reward?
Dear beloved, glory to God. I know that the enrichment of the Word of God enlightened us.
Yes.
Having Jesus be your Lord and Savior, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings of our lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's nobody like God. I won't serve a God like that. Glory to God. Mm. That having your soul, your mind, your body, your strength in him. It's him that has made us and not we ourselves.
Come on, come on.
And we just got to love and obey in the obedience of God.
Yes.
And see the things and prosperity of God. His hands over us. There's nothing too hard for God, beloved.
Yes.
Child of God. Someone out there may say, I'm struggling, I'm going through this and that, but I'm here to let you know that Jesus is the answer.
Yes. Jesus
God.
Is
He's
the
a
answer.
Risen Savior
Amen.
For your life. And
Amen.
All you got to do is believe and have the confidence in God that he will do it.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know. Praise God. Apostle Turner. You want to spell on that, Apostle Turner? Thank you,
Amen.
Prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Just keep hearing what Prophet said.
Yes, 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 yes. Awesome.
That's
yes, Lord. That settles it. Amen.
The Bible teaches that prosperity is spiritual.
We use it
so loosely. And we use it relating to money. That's that's what makes the world go round.
Come on.
Amen. But in Christ, with him, amen, you have everything that you need. Amen. No problem.
I love it.
The blessings of the Lord make us rich and
active. No sorrow.
Nothing comes behind them. Amen. You know, owe no man anything but to love.
Yes.
When God has given you what you need as far as wealth is concerned. But true prosperity is spiritual.
Amen.
In right relationship and right fellowship with God.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Pastor Deborah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
We were talking about the reward.
Yes.
And I just want to talk about it personally.
Yes, yes.
Because sometimes we, you know, people need to hear your personal experiences concerning
Come on.
And I think about my reward you know, being in him is prosperity is with mind battles.
Yes.
You know, a lot of time people have mind battles.
Yes.
But when you're in him.
Come on.
And you take those mind battles to him.
Yes. Yes.
He will put you in perfect peace.
Yes.
And that's one of the powers is being a believer.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus.
That's good.
And knowing that the mind battles, you know, God is able. He is able, but you've got to be connected to him to know that he is able.
Yes, he is.
He is prosperous in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
That is good.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I love that. Amen. 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 Praise God. People need to hear that today. Mind battles. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to affect that mind. Praise God. Amen. That's why he said we keep our mind on stayed on him. He will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
And we're speaking of salvation. Everything in salvation is the kingdom, is God. Yes. Everything, the Holy Spirit. That's prosperity.
Yes.
When God has given it, and it's by grace through faith.
Yes.
He has given us of his. As a matter of fact, the scripture tells us, as you give me a kingdom, Lord, I give them. Where if you're a child of God, you're an heir of God. And a joint heir with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All things in the heavenly realm belong unto you. That's true prosperity.
Yes.
It's in your spirit DNA. When God created you from the predestinated mindset of his concept from the beginning of the world, he fashioned you to operate. Matter of fact, the word of God says that you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you to go bear forth much fruit and that your fruit, what? Remain.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. God wants to bless you. Blessed,
yes.
Blessed meaning and defined as
yes.
Empowered to prosper.
Come on.
Let's get on.
So why does God want to prosper you? He wants to prosper you to establish his covenant in the earth.
Yes.
He has a covenant with you. When you're saved and you give your life to him, he's in covenant with you. Covenant means that he's going to strengthen you where you're lacking at. He's going to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take care of you.
Come on.
That's prosperity.
That's prosperity.
Yes, Jesus.
And you know, I'm it's nothing wrong with seeking material prosperity, because Jesus, he wasn't against seeking prosperity. Amen. But material prosperity shouldn't be an important part of the gospel message. Amen. We're talking about prosperity, spiritual prosperity. You can have that stuff, but don't let that stuff help you.
Amen.
Amen. To a point where, hey, come on now, you said it. Amen. Praise God. So we're not saying that you cannot have this nice house if what you want. Because I'm going to tell you, I love a big house, two-story. I don't have a few. I don't have about ever been about 9 Mercedes, but they don't have me.
Amen.
So it's nothing wrong with having that stuff.
Amen.
But that stuff should not take predicated over, amen, you trusting the Lord, let him be first in your life. It never gets to a point where you home, clean and high. I can't go to work. I can't go to church today because I got to cut my yard. I got to clean my house. No. You can't get in my car because you may dirty it up. Amen. It should have us. Praise God. Amen.
You said the key word, trust.
Trust.
Part of prosperity is trusting God.
Yes.
To be the provider for you.
Yes.
Trust.
Trust.
And he wants us,
I love those
that are out there.
Yes.
He wants us to prosper.
Yes.
In him first.
In him first.
He'll have these things without God.
Come
we
on
want
now.
The stuff from God.
Yes.
But not the God of the stuff.
Yeah.
And see, and that's where we fall in error.
Yes. Because we got to understand, like I said before, he don't mind having this stuff. Amen. Material stuff. But it should not have us. Amen.
Amen.
It was taught long ago, years back in the church, and it was old school teaching, but it wasn't right teaching. If you got this or you got that, you must not be living right for God. No, that's not true. God wants us to prosper in him, but he's supposed to come first. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Focus on, we ought to focus on life, focus our life on earth. Prosperity awaits. But for those who make material prosperity, their focus on life is earth and judgment if they put that first. But if we focus on life and on Jesus Christ, amen, that should come first in our lives, amen. Our contentment, we will see contentment in prosperity, and we won't allow it to take over our lives, amen, from the inside out. we will know that prosperity is within us. Spiritual prosperity, loving God, doing what he called to say, and he being first in our lives. Amen. That's what it's all about. We want you to join us tomorrow. Soul Harvest Ministry. The address is 573 Oakleaf Plantation Parkway in the Orange Park area. And our services start at 12:30 p.m. Amen. And we thank you for being with us today.
So much.
And we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Until next time, God be with you.
God bless. Amen.
Us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.